And so we'll begin this week with heart. This body part of heart, the color is red. In Buddhist texts, it relates colors of the heart to temperament. So clear, bright, like a washed gem in pure water is wise. Yellow is faithful. Speculative is light amber. Red is greedy. Black is hating. Diluted is all washed up. So the color of the anatomical heart is a reddish. It's shaped like a lotus bud. Its direction is above the waist. Its location is found between the two breasts inside the body, slightly to the left of the midline. Delimitation, it's bordered by the lungs in the back, behind the sternum or the breastplate bone. The definition of heart, it is a hollow muscular contractile 10-ounce organ. The center of the circulatory system. The function of the heart is the heart pumps over 300 quarts of blood an hour. It provides propulsive force to circulate blood throughout the vascular system over 60,000 miles a day. The heart beats around 100,000 times every day and some 37 million times a year. I want to know who took this data. The human heart creates enough pressure to squirt blood 30 feet. That's how much pressure this is. It shoots out 30 feet. So these are the various characteristics of the heart. So settling in with whatever arises with this when we bring our awareness and our attention to the heart. Noticing the sensations. Maybe there's stories or memories, sensations, feelings, all of it's welcome here. Just noticing what arises, what is evoked when we meet the heart. And then bringing our awareness to liver. So the color of liver is a pinkish brown, shaped like an oblong ball, convex on its upper margin, concave in its lower margin. Its direction is above the waist. It's located in the upper right quadrant of the abdominal cavity, resting just below the diaphragm. The liver lies to the right of the stomach and overlies the gallbladder. The delimitation, it's surrounded by the digestive organs, the circulation, the respiration, and back. Definition is the liver is the largest internal glandular organ in the body. It's 3 to 3.5 pounds in weight, and it's about the size of a football. The function of the liver is the liver is first to receive blood from the intestines, where the blood has absorbed the final products of digestion and decomposition. The liver removes toxic products and it purifies digestion and assimilation. It incorporates amino acids into energy production. It synthesizes cholesterol as well as lipoproteins for the transport of fat to other body tissues. It converts fatty acids so they may be used as energy sources. The liver stores and releases sugar, and it is the storage place for copper, iron, vitamin B12, and fat-soluble vitamins A, D, E, and K. The liver excretes bile. Liver does quite a bit. In Greek mythology, Prometheus was punished by the gods for revealing fire to humans by being chained to a rock, or a vulture would peck out his liver, which would regenerate overnight. Which is a known fact that the liver is the only human internal organ that actually can regenerate itself to a significant extent. So bringing our awareness attention to this part, this body part, what evokes when we feel into, and bring our awareness to the liver. Meeting whatever evokes, whatever arises with curiosity and kindness. And next, we'll shift our attention to the diaphragm. Diaphragm color is white and red. It's shaped like a thin, wide, elastic membrane shaped like a beanie. Its direction is above the waist. Its location is in the abdomen and chest, separating the chest from the abdomen. Its delimitation is the diaphragm is bordered by abdomen and chest. The definition of diaphragm is it is a thin layer of muscle that separates the chest cavity, containing the lungs and heart, from the abdominal cavity, containing the intestines and digestive organs. It extends across the bottom of the ribcage. The function of the diaphragm is it contracts to promote inhalation, flattening downward and permitting the lungs to expand. It relaxes to promote exhalation, rising to its dome-shaped position and compressing the lungs. The diaphragm is also involved in non-respiratory functions. It helps to expel vomit, feces, and urine from the body by increasing intra-abdominal pressure and preventing acid reflux by exerting pressure on the esophagus. The diaphragm also enhances blood and lymph returns to the heart. In a way, it is considered the venous system heart or pump. The diaphragm. What evokes, as we bring our awareness to this body part in the middle of the chest, near the abdomen and the lungs, noticing with curiosity, with kindness, the feelings, the sensations, maybe memories, maybe stories. Diaphragm. And then moving our attention to the spleen. The spleen's color is dark red. It's shaped like a medium water balloon. Its direction is above the waist. Its location is in the abdominal area, lying in the upper left quadrant of the abdomen. It is bordered near the intestines, the chest, and the back. The function of the spleen, which I never knew, you may know or may not know, but the function is blood formation and acts as a reserve for red blood cells. The spleen also has supports. It supports some immune function as well. There is an old English usage such as being good spleened. In old English, they used to use that phrase such as being good spleen means to be good-hearted or compassionate. In modern English, to vent one's spleen means to vent one's anger. Similarly, the English term splenetic is used to describe a person in a foul mood. So spleen, blood formation, and acts as a reserve for red blood cells and some immune function as well. Feeling into the spleen, the upper left quadrant of this body, bringing our awareness to this part and whatever evokes, feeling into with curiosity, kindness, spleen. And then shifting our awareness to lungs. Lungs color is dark red. It's shaped like two long melons cut in half. The surface area of the lungs is approximately the same size as a tennis court. Its direction is above the waist. Its location is in the chest. It's bordered by the abdomen, the rib cage, the back, and heart in front. The definition is two cone-shaped spongy organs of respiration. The function of lungs and their primary purpose is to bring air and blood into the intimate contact so that oxygen can be added to the blood and carbon dioxide can be removed. This is achieved by two pumping systems, one moving gas and the other liquid. During a 24-hour period, the average human will breathe 23,040 times. Humans breathe 20 times per minute, more than 10 million times per year, and about 700 million times in a lifetime. This part where the air flows through, this air that we call the breath, a lifelong friend, being with this part, the lungs, and our awareness to whatever evokes thoughts, memories, feelings, sensations, meeting it all with that gentle curiosity and kindness, lungs. these parts in this body. They're so personal because we feel the sensations of these parts. We may have even experienced some memories or sensations. And yet, as we investigate further, these parts are so impersonal. They have functions. They're made up of solids, liquids, you know, gases and airs. There's temperature, space, just as the natural world, the various elements that make up this world, make up these parts. The functions within this body, they all move together, interconnected, that we show up in this way. And so with deep gratitude and with great kindness, just sensing into the appreciation of these parts, the heart, the liver, the diaphragm, the spleen, and the lungs, these parts that we will be intimate with and practicing with this week. And of course, the parts that maybe are evoked while we are practicing with it, they're all interconnected. They connect together. They work together within this fathom-long body lies the nature of our world. Being present. And so with great kindness, we can send this metta to these parts and to all that was evoked this evening together, this day together, in this practice together. Allowing that kindness, that friendliness to really take it in with appreciation. If it is supportive of you and your practice, you can silently to yourself say some kind words like, may I be happy, or may I be healthy, whatever feels organic and authentic to you. And for some of us, that doesn't feel organic, and maybe it's just the energy, the energetic well-wishing of kindness. And knowing that we are supported by everyone here in our Sangha, allowing this kindness to radiate to everyone here, our Dharma siblings, so to speak, sharing and supporting each other. Just as I have parts, you have parts. An appreciation. May you be happy and healthy. And sending this kindness to everyone here in this room and beyond this room, to all directions, north, east, south, west, up, down, to all beings, those that are slithering on the ground, flying in the sky, walking on four legs and two legs. May all beings in this moment know kindness. Really understand the interconnection of all of us. May all beings be free and happy and healthy in this moment.